Patrick, seriously? While I'm trying to get ready for bed? What's gotten into you? Oh yeah? It's because I was getting undressed. So what, you just had to grab me around the waist and pull me back into your lap while I was naked? What? If you're gonna start something, you should be prepared to follow through. And I can feel that. You know, how hard you are? Is that why you're so persistent tonight? Well, if you're this eager, Patrick, maybe I'll humor you tonight. Besides, you're already grinding your cockhead between my thighs. What happens if I were to just sit back? Grind my pussy into your lap? Would you actually do it, Patrick? Would you surprise fuck your wife? Oh, there we go. You slipped right inside me, didn't you? Why do you look so surprised? I'm sorry, Patrick. I know I haven't been in the mood lately. Weeks, right? Maybe more. But tonight, I don't know, I guess you could say I'm feeling a little frisky. Just maybe not in the way you might expect. What do I mean? Do you really want to know, Patrick? You think it's a good time? Well, you're finally getting what you want? Pushing the issue like this? Fine. But you're gonna regret asking. Especially while I'm bouncing on your dick. But here we go. I've been on some apps. No, not dating apps, necessarily. People use it for flirting and maybe getting off. I'm not cheating. Yet. Just looking, I guess. Scrolling through all the profiles and seeing what's out there. You know? Seeing what kind of men would want to do what you're doing right now. Holding me by the waist and just taking what they need. Honey, come on. When do I use the app? At night, mostly. When you're sleeping? Oh, God. I wish you could see some of these cavemen who won't stop hitting on me. Oh, Patrick. Some of these guys, they're so fucking gym-brained and strong. And they're built like they live off of creatine and protein shakes. Thick arms and broad shoulders and that veiny look in all their profile pics. Oh, fuck. And the things they threatened to do to me. Oh, Patrick. The things they want to do to your wife. Oh, come on. You can do better than that, babe. Really grab onto my hips and thrust up into me. Can't you feel how wet I am? And the way you're twitching inside me. Come on. Keep going. Are you sure you want me to tell you about them? When I see how fucking swollen and veiny those other guys look and how much bigger they are, it makes me ache. And it's been so long since I've felt like that. You understand, don't you, Patrick? Oh, fuck. I text them and I ask what they would do to me. How they would use me and fuck me and come in me and leave me like a broken mess for you to find. They talk about that shit a lot, Patrick. These guys, they like the idea of fucking someone's beautiful wife and then leaving them around for their cuck husband to find later, all dizzy and cock drunk and ruined to walk. Don't get me wrong, babe. I'm not actually gonna do anything about those texts they send me. No, of course not. I married you after all. You've got this cute little cock, and it's inside me right now, and this is so fun, right? The way my ass is bouncing on your thighs. Oh, fuck. But when I imagine how they'd be using me right now, how they'd stretch out my pussy, how they'd fill me up and fuck me, like you never quite managed to do, fuck, babe, the way you're twitching. Patrick, are you getting close too? That's good. Keep pumping your hips up into me. You like that, don't you? Hearing about those big horny bulls that want to fuck your wife. It turns you on, huh? It's okay, Patrick. Just let me ride this out while I think about them, alright? If I can't invite them over to fuck me, then at least you'll let me think about it while you're trying to stuff me. Right? Oh, fuck. Patrick. I'm getting close. Oh, that's okay, right? Telling you about the men I've been coming to. Will you finally get off inside me? Oh, honey, no. No, don't get me wrong. I don't want a divorce. No, Patrick. I like our life together. But sexually? Oh, God. I'm sorry, but I need more. I need to feel used and stretched and ruined and texting with those big dominant bulls and teasing them and daring them to come take this wife pussy. Sorry, but it's just, some nights is all I can think about. Oh, Patrick. Maybe you should just let me. Maybe if I can't get satisfied from regular cock, maybe you should let me wife around a bit. Oh, fuck, that turns me on. Come on. You want to do that, right? Yeah? Yeah, let them take what they want from me. Fill me the way I crave, and then I can come home to you. Do you want to be your wife's cock, Patrick? Oh, fuck, I felt that twitch. Are you actually gonna come? Hearing about all of the bulls I wanna fuck. I mean, if it means I finally get satisfied. Really satisfied. Instead of faking it. I might be about to come right here in your lap. If I keep rubbing my clit and you keep pumping into me like this. I can't help but imagine what they'd be doing to me. How they'd leave me dripping and limping and marked. And if I come back to you still leaking their cum, and you just have to accept it, wouldn't you? Yeah, because you're a good husband, aren't you? That's right, Patrick. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm thinking about them using me and the look on your face right now. When I tell you what happened. That it's official. The moment I tell you you're a cuck husband. Oh fuck. I'm gonna come right now. Come with me. Oh fuck. Oh, Patrick. I'm coming. Your cock is throbbing. I can feel that. It feels nice. Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. But that doesn't mean I want to leave. We could just maybe, I don't know, renegotiate how I get my satisfaction from now on. And if you want, I could show you my phone. All the guys on it. The ones who want to ruin me and turn you into a cuck. Would you like that, Patrick?